Good morning and welcome to day 25 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and our focus continues to be on prioritizing prayer, the third keystone habit of the Being Challenge. Today's focus or theme is prayers changes things. Prayer changes things. Pastor Zach quotes one of his faculty members from when he was in seminary to say that God is at the same time constant in God's will, but changing in the ways that God interacts with God's people. That's part of a discussion that he presents about what or who changes as a result of prayer. Do we change or does God change? And his answer is yes, that both we, us, and God can and do change through prayer. Our relationship with God certainly changes through prayer, and how God sees us changes through prayer as we rely upon God, as we put our faith and trust in God. God begins to see us differently, and we begin to see God differently. I think one of the other things that changes by praying to God is that it puts in proper perspective the things that we're praying about. And if we pray, as the reading a couple of days ago from Philippians, if we're praying that God's will be done, or that, like in that passage, that we pray for a peace that surpasses all human understanding, if we pray that God's will be done, we're acknowledging God is God, and that our prayers will be answered by the God who loves us, but we don't always understand how God has answered or will answer our prayers. Plenty of times in hindsight, we can see how God has answered our prayers. But in the midst of it, we're not always sure what has changed or how God has answered those prayers. But prayer does change things. It changes our perspective. It can change the world around us. As our perspective changes, so does our behavior and the way that we interact with the world, which changes the world. There's a phenomenon known as a butterfly effect, right? If the flapping of a butterfly's wings can change the environment around the butterfly, that has an impact thousands of miles away, so can the way that we respond to something have an impact thousands of miles away in the world around us. So prayer definitely changes things. As we prioritize prayers, it impacts how we are going to respond to the things that we are encountering. It puts God first, at least in our lives, and others can't help but notice that there's something different about how we respond. I think of the time when I was gathered with my wife, Robin, and her mom, as my father-in-law was coding. We'd been sent out of the room, and his heart had stopped beating, and they were trying to bring him back, which thankfully they did. We had gathered in prayer outside of his room, and when the doctors came and told us that they had revived him, but the next, 18 to 24 hours were going to be touch and go, we responded with thanksgiving, but we didn't respond with grief, I think, the way that they expected. And I think our response, our prioritizing prayer, our turning to God in prayer had an impact on us, certainly, and on those who were providing care for my father-in-law. What was the overall impact? I don't think we'll ever know. But prayer changes things. It changed us that day and them that day. And it continues to change the world around us when we make prayer a priority. Thanks for spending part of today with me. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day 26, our seventh and final day on the third keystone habit of prioritizing prayer. Take care.